This week, Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh faced a grilling in his Senate confirmation hearings, but those hearings haven't garnered much national headlines about his knowledge, or lack thereof, of Western issues. Correspondent Matt Laszlo caught up with the Wyoming congressional delegation to see what they think of his abilities.
While the rest of us are confined to watching Kavanaugh perform under the hot lights of marathon hearings, and sometimes even hotter questions from skeptical senators, any U.S. senator can meet with him privately if they want. And both of Wyoming's senators took advantage of that access to the man who is expected to tilt the balance of the high court in a conservative direction. Wyoming Senior Senator Mike Enzi says he's been impressed with the nominee.
An outstanding encyclopedic memory, congenial, well-informed, and a constitutionalist.
As for how he thinks Kavanaugh will rule on Western issues, Enzi says the Maryland native has convinced him he understands issues beyond the Mississippi River.
He's not allowed to talk about any speculation or that sort of thing. So I do know that he knows the West, and he even knows Gorsuch's mother, who was born in Casper.
Wyoming's junior senator John Barrasso also praises the nominee. As for how Kavanaugh will rule on issues vital to the state's economy and environmental health, Barrasso avoided all specifics, but offered this high praise.
I think he's going to be very good for Wyoming and Wyoming issues because he is somebody that applies the law, doesn't try to legislate from the bench, knows what the words of the Constitution says, understands the Constitution is a legal document, not a living document, built for certainty.
While most Republicans are avoiding discussing how they think Kavanaugh will rule on issues important to their base, Democrats are eager to discuss his hundreds of thousands of pages of rulings, emails, and other writings at their disposal. Here's the number two Democrat in the Senate, Dick Durbin of Illinois.
Well, he consistently rules on behalf of corporations and against the regulatory authority of the government.
Rhode Island Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse is arguably the nation's leading voice in Congress calling for action to combat climate change. He says Kavanaugh seems like a mere pawn for the oil and gas industry.
It promises to line up with the Republican majority only. 5-4 and related decisions that seem to do their best to try to help the big polluters who are in turn big funders of the Republican Party.
Kavanaugh is known for opposing what's been dubbed the administrative state, a theory that contends the executive branch and all the unelected federal workers in it have become too powerful. White House fears a Justice Kavanaugh will help undo the power Congress has given to experts at, say, the EPA, to write rules based on sound science.
I mean, there's a reason we set up expert agencies to do this stuff, and the forces that they regulate would love to see that expertise disappear and to have a politically tame Congress take over those responsibilities, and that would be a terrible, terrible place for the country to go.
Republicans in Congress and the Trump administration have been focused on winding back control from unelected federal workers. Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney says Congress has ceded its lawmaking powers over the years, and she's been a part of trying to get some of that power back, so she welcomes any allies in the cause.
We make law, and we've watched administrative agencies too often promulgate regulation that is inconsistent with the law we've made.
Still, Cheney knew Kavanaugh from back when her dad was vice president, and has disagreed with some of his rulings. She says she especially disagreed with his district court ruling that Osama bin Laden's driver should have been given due process.
Fundamentally, I think that we should not have set up a situation, and frankly, I don't think we did set up a situation where detainees had the right to due process, where enemy combatants of the United States are enemy combatants, and that's how they ought to be treated.
Still, Cheney says she fully supports Kavanaugh.
But I tell you that as an example to say I don't agree with everything he's done, obviously, but I can't imagine anybody who'd be a better nominee for this position.
Most all Democrats will be spending the next few weeks trying to do everything they can to derail Kavanaugh's nomination, while Wyoming lawmakers will be doing everything they can to put the 53-year-old on the Supreme Court for life. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.